Dark and cheerless is the morn, unaccompanied by thee. Joyless is the day's return, till thy mercy's beams I see, till they inward light impart, glad my eyes and warm my heart. Visit then this soul of mine, pierce the gloom of sin and grief, fill me radiance divine, scatter
congregation is invited to stand as we start with the order of confession, absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray, Almighty and everlasting Father, you give your children many blessings, even though we are undeserving. In every trial and temptation, grant us steadfast confidence in your loving kindness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The readings, all three readings for today, have really an outreach, a mission focus, how God wants to save all peoples from all cultures and times and places. And we see that I will preach on the Old Testament reading and also the Gospel reading. But notice how it's very specifically said how faith in God is what saves. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 56. Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness. for soon my salvation will come, and my righteousness will be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it, and holds fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, declares, I will gather yet others to him besides those already gathered. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Romans chapter 11. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means, for I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he appeals to God against Israel? Now I am speaking to you Gentiles. Inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry in order somehow to make my fellow Jews jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from the dead? As regards the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as regards election, they are beloved for the sake of their forefathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For just as you were at one time disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience, so they too have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they also may now receive mercy. For God has consigned all to disobedience, that he may have mercy on all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, Send her away, for she is crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She says, Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Congregation may be seated.
Jesus shall reign. Peace.
As I mentioned, this sermon is thinking about and reflecting upon the Old Testament reading as well as the Gospel reading. To start, I reread Isaiah 56, verse 6. And the foreigners who joined themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it and holds fast to my covenant, these will I bring to my holy mountain. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our salvation. Amen. This is actually really an amazing text. When Isaiah says foreigners, he means the people that, the non-Jews, the non-Israelites, people outside the 12 tribes of Israel, people outside the specifically chosen people of God by descendants. But there's something more than descendants and race and culture being mentioned here. What's being talked about here is faith. And Isaiah is talking about those people. Whoever believes in the true God will be saved. If you look at verse 6, it's interesting. There's a number of things listed right there, and they're in the notes there. He says, these, whoever the foreigners are, whoever, throughout the whole world, if they will join themselves to the Lord. Now, that word Lord in the Old Testament is the word Yahweh. That's God's name. So they would join themselves to Yahweh, not Baal or Ashtoreth or any of the Greek gods or Roman gods or Assyrian gods or Egyptian gods, but to Yahweh. Whoever would join themselves to Yahweh, the true God. Whoever would minister to him, Yahweh. Whoever would love the name of the Lord. The commandment, thou shalt not take the Lord of thy God in vain. Isaiah is saying, whoever honors the true God and does not take his name in vain, whoever are servants, whoever would keep the Sabbath and do not profane it, worshiping God. And Isaiah says, whoever would hold fast to, and it's God speaking, my covenant. That concept of covenant is so important. These mean the promises of God, the words of God, as recorded by Moses, added to by the prophets. These are the covenant of God, the relationship of God to his people. And Isaiah says, whoever holds fast to God's covenant, it doesn't matter where they're from, they will be God's people. And what does God do? Verse 7 is so interesting. So whoever believes and joins himself to Yahweh and holds the Sabbath and sanctifies God's name, does not take it in vain, what will God do? You see that? Verse 7. I will bring them to my holy mountain, God says. They will worship me. If you look at verse 7, it says, I will give them joy. Give them joy. So when anybody of any race holds to the covenant, believes in the true God, God says, I will give them joy. And God also says he will make their sacrifices and offerings acceptable. Everything that involves a right relationship with God, no matter who they are, if they hold to the covenant and believe in the true God, Isaiah prophesies their worship will be acceptable. And then he says, and God's house will be a place of prayer for all peoples. It is very clear that the outreach to all the people throughout the world, when Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all I have commanded you. When Jesus said to go out in all nations, this was already prophesied many times over in the Old Testament. Here specifically in Isaiah, in other places as well. The key issue is faith. Faith in the true God. Faith in his words and promises, holding fast to the covenant. That, above all, rises above the distinction of race, rises above the distinction of culture, rises above the distinction of different political nations. All these are human measurements of one another. But faith in the true God sanctifies them, saves them. And so as these readings, these assigned readings, are chosen and picked out for Sunday to Sunday, the reading from the gospel was about the Canaanite woman who was a foreigner. Just like Isaiah was talking about, a foreigner, so the Canaanite woman was a foreigner. In fact, the Canaanites were the people that were some of the people in the land flowing of milk and honey, God described it as, that was promised to the children of Abraham and the 12 tribes after being coming out of slavery in Egypt, spending 40 years wandering, came into the land of Israel. The 12 tribes came in and conquered over the Canaanites. The Canaanites worshiped false gods. They did child sacrifice. And God displaced them with his people. But they weren't all displaced. There were still some living here and there, especially in this area of Tyre and Sidon, which was never taken over by Israel. This woman was a descendant of those people, a Canaanite woman. And she comes to Jesus. And did you notice the words she uses? She says, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. She wants mercy from Jesus. She needs his help. She comes to Jesus. And she calls Jesus the Son of David. That title, that phrase, is very, very specifically pointing to the Messiah. She is calling Jesus the Messiah as promised in the Old Testament. Whatever religion or thoughts she had earlier in life, now she's coming to Jesus and calls him by his official title, Son of David. This is faith. Jesus doesn't respond. His disciples say, she's bothering us too much. Send her away. Do something. But Jesus says, I've come for Israel, the children of Israel. Again, she comes to Jesus and she kneels before him. Lord, save me. She will not be put off. No, I need Jesus. You are the Son of David. Then she says, he says that hard phrase, doesn't she? He. Should the food for children be given to the dogs? And she responds back, but even the dogs get crumbs. Jesus, I need what you have. No matter my background, no matter who I am, no matter what anybody says about me, I need you, Jesus. And even a little bit from you is better than anything from anywhere else. Even the crumbs that you have for me is enough. And he looks at her, woman, you have great faith. Do you remember what Jesus said last week to the disciples when he walked on the water and showed all his power, and Peter came out, "Lord, bid me to walk on the water," and then he started sinking, and Jesus lifted him up out of the water, and then Jesus got into the boat and said, "You of little faith, why were you afraid?" His disciples had little faith. But this woman, the foreigner, the one with the bad ancestry of idol worshipers, she had great faith. Two things. First, Jesus really, really wants to save all people, no matter their background. People can reject him, not listen to him, run away from him, whatever. But Jesus wants everybody in the world to come to him for help and forgiveness, no matter what, no matter what the situation. Faith is necessary, but their background doesn't matter. He wants them. And secondly, whatever we feel about ourselves, that we may not be worthy, or we just can't live right, or my ancestry is so messed up, I have so many family problems, whatever we think might make us inadequate, Jesus doesn't look at that. He's listening. "Lord, help me. Lord, save me. You are the Son of David. You are the Messiah. Save me." That is the faith. He's listening and looking for faith in him. Whatever our weaknesses may be, Jesus can help us. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, help us to call to you despite all things. Help us to look to you and depend upon you for our help. No matter what we may think of ourselves or others may think of us, help us to look to you. And help us to love others and lead others to you as well, Jesus. Open our hearts with the love and forgiveness that you have also shown us. All these things, dear Lord Jesus, we bring to you and to the Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with confessing our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed, which are printed in the bulletin. The congregation is invited to stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church,
I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church as printed in the bulletin. We pray for true unity in the faith, for the preservation of pure doctrine, for harmony in the will of God in the lives of our congregation, district, and synod. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those outside the kingdom, for missionaries near and far, for the ministries and agencies of our church, whereby the gospel is spoken to those who have not heard, and for those who hear, that they may be brought to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all families, for husbands and wives to live in faithfulness to each other, for all mothers with child, for all children, and for those who bring them to baptism and nurture them in the faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our president, the Congress, our governor, all elected and appointed leaders, all judges and magistrates, the members of the armed forces, and our police, firefighters, and emergency medical personnel, emergency and utility crews, in their duties to protect and serve us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the healing of the sick, the relief of the suffering, the comfort of the grieving, and the peace of the dying, especially we remember Margaret, Lillian, Carolyn, Charlotte, Henry, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, the daughter of Judy, Bill, Jason, Lori, Deborah, Stacy, Becky, Dolores, Caitlin, David, Kathy, Pastor Shirey, and Pastor Berlin. And we remember the families of Janet Kleck and the family of Norma Holgrave. And for those who care for all these in their afflictions, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy assembly and for our communion upon the Lord's body and blood, and for us to bear in our lives the fruits of the Spirit and do the good works for which we were created, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all honest work and occupations, for favorable weather for all farming, for our good use of the fruits of our labors, for generosity for those in need, and for the tithes and offerings that accompany our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray together, Lord God, giver of all that is good, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your grace, that we may endure the changes and chances of this mortal life, and be found worthy when our Savior comes to bring to completion all things. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray the closing collect. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
At this time, the congregation may be seated to sing these two verses of hymn 620 as printed in the bulletin. Anybody who is not staying for communion is welcome to leave during these verses.
Jesus comes today with healing, knocking at my door, appealing, offering pardon, grace, and peace. He himself makes preparation, and I hear his invitation. Come and taste the blessed feast. Christ himself, the priest presiding, yet in bread and wine abiding, in this holy sacrament, gives the bread of life once broken, and the cup the precious token of his sacred covenant.
Please stand during the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
In these last days you have poured your Holy Spirit on your church, that your daughters and sons might proclaim the wonders of your salvation in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon your gathered people, that faithfully eating and drinking the body and blood of your Son, we may go forth to proclaim his salvation to the ends of the earth.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup, when he had given thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
We speak the Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
Congregation may be seated. Communion assistants may come forwards. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you.
Under bread and wine, the
take and drink the true blood of Christ given for you.
Blood and body given for me.
This true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting.
Oh, to bitter death was given, hung upon the cursed tree. God descends with heavenly power, gives him
up into the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Jesus, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus, which is given for you. True body and blood of your Lord and Savior tribulation. Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve the one true faith until life to everlasting.
Heal the troubled soul. God, my shield from every terror, cleanse me
Welcome
from
to the
my
table of the
sin
Lord.
And error.
Take, eat.
Makes my wounded
the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Take and eat the very body of Jesus, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, which is given for you. Take, drink the blood of Christ, given for you.
My
now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life
Jesus blood and righteousness.
Lord, take and eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus, which is given for you. Table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus, which is given for you.
And dark is his path on the wings of the storm. This earth with its storm.
Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. May this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Tender, take and eat. The body of Christ given for you.
The end, our Maker, Defender,
take and drink the true
Redeemer
blood of Christ, which is shed for you.
And friend.
Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us in the same faith toward you and in fervent love for one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Blessings on